Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's just time. It's that time of night. I gotta talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer, from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. All right? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Smirk. Big brr.
Jerry Productions.
I don't know where you get something back for me, shit. Shit. Yeah, I get this shit in blood, huh?
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, once I'm back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that shit from you, come get it back in blood. If your nigga killer ain't dead, you should wear no RP shirt. We had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. Niggas who ain't got shit going, go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post, RP, and Reezy in the dirt. Gotta know I go too far. Get two O's up on this honey. One of them might stand for O Block. About 20 some shots left up in the K. 15 still in the Glock. Keep my door unlocked and stop. I like getting on feet, park the car. Brr. We get up close, doing dirt, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones, left my right pocket in the club. Two faces up on me dirty, I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood. I don't give a fuck where we was. Bitch, I got my own. If I don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the neck, nigga. I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go. I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you. Come get it back in blood. Brr, brr, bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rex. Niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s. Once I'm back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you. Come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking. Better get that shit in blood. Get my shorty, them a dub. Then they gon' walk inside the club. Hit his little ass with that switch. I bet that switch up his nerve. Fuck the odds inside my city, lil' bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh?
Nope.
He was dissing on my cousin, now his ass all in that wood, huh?
Book his ass, I wish he would come.
D-Roy pop up out that car with that new Glock, I wish he would run.
His ass playing, bitch, I'm really icy. Really icy.
Push icy, that's my dog. But pull, you know I'm really shy,
my nigga.
You told all them OT niggas that you really sly. Tell the truth about your game, bitch, they really
Bitch, I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the neck, nigga, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood. Brr, brr, bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodge Rex, niggas know who it was. It's doing shit just like the 80s, once I'm back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this shit from you, come get it back in blood.
Bitch, brr.
Production.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning follow the process, to an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20-some years before when I was doing it, and 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other, because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study because he wants to know the shit behind it, because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said, don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
Never wanna hear you say,
no, no, no.
They don't wanna hear me talk. They gon' call the law. I'ma set it up. All y'all look but the frauds. I'ma just enjoy the ride. And you know I want it all. Yeah, y'all got me bored. I'm just building up my catalog. Take it back, I'm moving fast. I'ma have the last laugh. It's not what you acting for. These look tied behind the mask. Drinking from a flask. I'ma leave y'all broke ones in the past. Don't like it when I gotta serve.
No, no, no.
Why they keep on playing? I'ma have these look hurting. Them gotta keep on whining. Them the boys that keep on lurking. No disturbance, keep on working. Just look at what I'm serving. Yeah, your body keep on turning. I keep having all this urges. Y'all know I love the hustle, why them boys been tryna stop me? I know they getting cocky, but these niggas tryna copy. When you dealing with a king, you know you dealing with the army. Y'all never can be better than me.
No, no, no.
Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Let them yell, them on my bunny. Look at what you're learning. Never wanna hear you say.
No, no, no.
Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses.
I was chillin' with a dread, look like Maxi Priest. With the overtold Santa's linen suit with a crease. Rocks was a beast, gave me 50 pounds in the Jeep.
They needed my quick.
Chill out, give me a week. I was sitting in a trap, so long legs fell asleep. Fingers hurt, cutting up all that God moves. No man can suck, please, we prosper. I like my fish fries, yeah, with the roster pasta. Judge it moving too fast, slow down. Before the car crash, 20 pounds in the trunk, with your gun on the dash. Dread had a little sister and she wanted to smash. She liked to wink her eye and liked to jiggle her ass. She was the queen of flirt. This is death for certain. Don't miss business with pleasure. It's a national treasure. Don't let your eyes be a fall. It's how a man's measure. It's measure. It's measure.
No, no, no.
Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Let them yell. Them on my bunny. Look at what you're learning. Never wanna hear you say.
No, no, no.
Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Badman, sit on right, that's up. Listen to the verses. Let them yell. Them on my bunny. Look at what you're learning. Never wanna hear you say.
No, no, no.
Got your bitch folks.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Let me start these lives out. Get on them. Consultation Wednesday. All right, I am live on, well, I ain't live on YouTube yet. What's going on? I am live on YouTube. I am live on Facebook. And now I'm live on the gram. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Hope everyone's doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. I know I am. We got some up-and-coming comments about the fiscal New Year's. You know, we in a new fiscal New Year. The we did the money ritual, went without no hitch. It was dope. I know people enjoyed the money ritual. I know I did. This time, I had broadcasted from home. I wanted to be home with my family and do the ritual with my family. So that's what I did. You know, I paid for everything, set everything up to be done at the Ritz-Carlton and all that. I came in earlier and then I bounced. Shaka for holding it down with the people and conducting the ritual in person while I was over, you know, the internet and the whole nine. It was a movie that came out that I wanted to discuss tonight, and it's called Leave the World Behind. A couple of people I've seen tried to do, you know, a synopsis of the movie, but they really, I don't think they did a good job with the movie to explain what it was. Now, this movie was put out by Barack Obama Company. Right? So, you know, it had way more meaning than people thought it was going to mean, right? And then Denzel Washington was supposed to play the starring role, but he didn't. And Marshalla Ali played the main role of the black guy in the movie, right? Now, as you hear, Marshalla is a Muslim name. And Ali is a Moorish name. So this guy is clearly a Moor. They cast him for his name alone. So I just want y'all to pay attention to that name. So what they said the movie was around, I'm going to read the synopsis on Wikipedia. It says, Leave the World Behind is a 2023 American apocalyptic psychological thriller film written and directed by Sam Esmail. It is based on a 2020 novel by Roman Alam. The film stars Julia Roberts, Marshalla Ali, Ethan Hawke, Mahala, and Kevin Bacon. Now, you got to ask yourself, how come the black girl in the movie, Mahala, they never said her last name or nothing, just Mahala? Some bullshit. As they attempt to make sense of the gradual breakdown in phones, television, and other regularly used technology, which points to a potential cataclysm. Notice they use the word cataclysm. So they basically are walking you through what happens with a cataclysm and how things change in the world and a new world comes. So it says the plot is the film was set in New York City and Long Island. The psychological subtext turns on white liberalism and class division. Misanthrope Amanda Sanford and her, so Julia Roberts' name is Amanda Sanford in the movie. And she arranges an impromptu weekend getaway at a lavish vacation rental near the beach in the goal of spending quality time together with her family. She and her white husband, Clay, drive to the rental on Long Island with their teenage son, Archie, and younger daughter, Rose. Now, when the movie starts, I'm going to get into the real knowledge of this movie. When the movie starts, the first scene, it shows them in their bedroom, the white people in their bedroom, with a blue wall, with cracks, which means that's the Democratic Party. The blue wall is a symbolism for the Democratic Party that has holes in it, and it's cracked. It's not working no more. And the first thing she says when she's looking out the window to her husband is, they don't like people. Her exact words was, I fucking hate people. That's your Democrats. Your Democrats fucking hates people in general. This is why they got the plot to kill y'all, right? Then the next thing is the intro. So that's when the movie's officially starting. It has planes flying. Then it has handguns going across the screen. Then it has an upside down American flag in red. So they're showing you the Moors are turning everything upside down, especially the American flag and all that. Right? Then it shows a tanker. It shows shotguns, deers, a red stairway. Stairway means we're climbing up from the bottom. That's what that represents. Then it shows stock market candles. The candles is how you, if you are trading stock, you can see the patterns of how the stock market's going. They're showing that to show you that the stock market's going down. Right now, all this stuff is happening right now, right? Then it shows teeth. They got microwave weapons in the movie, and the young man's white boy's teeth fell out from the microwave. They got microwave technology using it on y'all too. So if y'all got messed up health problems all of a sudden, they're using microwaves on y'all. And they did that with 5G. Then they got the cross, and the cross is in red and it's upside down. That means that people are leaving religion behind, right? Then they got clocks. They're showing you time is running out for them. Then they got red leaflets of different nations that hate them. The red leaflets represents the Moorish flag or the Moors being in all the other nations wanting the Moors back in power, right? Then it has the bulls, red bulls. The bulls represent the stock market, the bear market, right? Then they got Tesla cars. And the Tesla cars, y'all know about Tesla cars, are crashing. The self-drive cars are crashing in real life. Well, they show it in the movie as well. These are things and events that's going on right now, right? Then they show phones, red phones, and people are being tracked and trying to get control by their phones. T-Mobile just came out with a contract. So if you got T-Mobile, you need to drop them and write them why you're dropping them and switching over. They just came out that said if you write in anything that they don't like, then they're going to be checking all your messages. Whether you're texting it to just someone or not, they're going to charge you a fee like $20-something, $50-something for saying something that they don't like. And then they had at the end of the opening, the intro, it has an all-seeing eye. Illuminati got my mind, soul, and my body. This is just the intro to the movie. The movie didn't even start yet, and I gave you all that information that's in there, right? And then it comes across the screen, leave the world behind. Talking about their world, not ours, as Moors, melanated people, right? So then we move on to the movie started. Now, when the movie starts, they're in the car driving, and it says, Leave the World Behind is a rental property. The actual name of the property they're going to rent is called Leave the World Behind. And it's on the lease. And then there's music playing in the background. What's playing in the background is You're Bad. You're Bad. Showing you that the white people represents being bad, not good for humanity. They're bad, right? Then they get off at exit 76, which the exit says Point Comfort. Comfort. Right? So they're telling you that when the white people got here to America, they was going to come and land in a port call, and they were going to be comfortable, living comfortable lives. Now, you see that most white people you come in contact with got very comfortable lives while you don't, right? And then it says, in the music, in the background, because you got to peep it, it says, what's this crazy place? Misled, misled. So they're telling you that white people is going to mislead the melanin. It says, what's this crazy place you want to take me into? Misled. Is this for real? They're telling you everything they're doing in this movie. You got to pay attention, right? So then they drive up to the house. The house is a big white house. You know what that represents? The White House. The house that controls America, right? So then they're in the White House, they're checking out the house, all that. So then the next scene, they show the pool. Pool represents the Sea of Commerce because the white people was only allowed to come here to do commerce in America. So they're showing you the pool of commerce, right? Then there's background music because they're showing Julia Roberts, she walking through the house. She's going upstairs. She went to the bedroom, right? It says, I'm never going to let you go. And the song is made by You Belong to Me. They was trying to tell you symbolically that white people are here and they're never going to let America go. America belongs to them now. And who made that song? They told you on the screen of the movie, Blackstreet. So they're telling you that they took it from the black people, right? Then she walks into the bedroom and the whole wall is a pic of the sea, right? They don't have a headboard. The headboard is this picture of the sea. Of course, that picture represents the Sea of Commerce, right? Then she goes shopping and she goes to a place, a market called Point Comfort Marketplace. That's at 9 minutes into the movie. So they're showing how white people took over. Nine represents the number of completion. They took over and now they live in comfortable in your land. That's what the movie's telling you, right? So then she comes back from the store. She sees a guy at the store. He's a day prepper. He's prepping, getting water, all types of supplies, cement, all of that stuff, right? She stares at him. He stares back. She turns her head, get in the car, go home. Now she brings her husband a pack of cigarettes. Now, she's been arguing with her husband for a long time not to smoke cigarettes, right? Because she knows the poison that they put into tobacco. So that represents that they took over the tobacco trade and turned it poisonous to the rest of the world. So she said the husband can't smoke that. But she says, we're on vacation. I brung it for you to smoke one, but make sure you don't show the kids. You don't do it in front of the kids so the kids don't learn. Then they get together, they go out the house, and they go to the beach. When they get to the beach, they're relaxing all that. And, of course, they show a big scene at the beach showing the Sea of Commerce, right? So when you're looking at the sea, they're seeing this boat coming, but it's far away. They ain't really paying attention, right? This vessel. And the first thing out of her mouth at 11:28 in the film, it says, we have the beach all to ourselves. They're telling black people, we took over this shit. We got it now, right? Then it goes in, and the next thing is she shows, they're walking on the beach, and it shows the beach with litter from all the commerce they've been doing, all the way they're poisoning the world, all the different varieties, litter and stuff on the beach. That's showing you all the different brands that they created of corporations to poison you. They took me off of YouTube. No, they didn't. I'm on YouTube now, and it's working. So then, the next thing is, the son looks at a girl's ass, so they're showing you that they've been selling sex in commerce to control y'all, right? That's what that represents. Then, the little girl named Rose, she sees a vessel on the Sea of Commerce. It's a big oil tanker coming to the beach. So they're saying that they've been controlling everything, the Sea of Commerce, with oil, which is true, right? Then the father says, New York is one of the biggest natural harbors on the planet at 12 minutes into the movie. Yeah, we're only 12 minutes into the movie, y'all, right? So then they're trying to tell you that all the products in the Sea of Commerce comes to New York. It goes through New York, through the DTC, Depository Trust Company. Everybody's trust on the planet runs through the Depository Trust Company, which is the harbor for vessels. Vessels, your straw man. That's what it's breaking down, y'all. Alright? So, they fell asleep. They wake up. They see the oil tanker is going to crash ashore on the beach. Right? That means the commerce in oil for America and the people that control America, the so-called white people, over. That's happening right now. The petrodollar is over. I'm trying to tell you the movie is all about what's going on in the world right now. Right? So, it comes ashore. Crashes ashore. They run. They're trying to run from the oil tanker. The name on the oil tanker is called White Lion, which is telling you that the white people have been lying to us, the world, the whole time of everything they've been doing. They bad for the world. They bad for everyone. That's why that song was, You Bad, You Bad. Right? So their monopoly on oil is over. Right? And that's what that tanker crashing onto the beach signifies. No more commerce in oil for y'all, right? Then, when they're cutting off the scene, they show only the tip of the oil tanker. And the tip of the oil tanker is shaped like a pyramid, which represents that you, Moors, the real Americans, the Aboriginal Americans, the Egyptians are coming back that represented Egypt. Y'all taking back over commerce, right? Then that happened at 14 minutes, 30 seconds in the movie, right? So then the woman and the man is back at the house. The kids is back in the pool trying to do their little commerce in the pool, which they control, right? And Julia Roberts is saying shit like, damn, the kids acting like that didn't just happen. They don't have a care in the world. Now, she was on the internet trying to surf the internet to see if it was anything more about the tanker. And what happened? The internet's not working. The husband was trying to watch the game. He couldn't watch the game. TV wasn't working. No TV signal with cable. You want burgers tonight? You cool with burgers? She says, oh, yeah, I'll go for the burger. So symbolically, they showing how the woman is the boss. Because he said to her, yo, you know, I don't know nothing about technology. That's your field. You know what I mean? In other words, he's admitting that she runs shit, right? So then he doesn't say what his job is, but you see what his job was, to cook. So then he's cooking. So what that tells you is in the world today, they have flipped the roles of men and women. Women are more masculine than the men, and the men are more feminine. Women are acting like men, and men are acting like women. Y'all know that's true, because when y'all on the internet, that's what everyone's complaining about. Men are complaining women act like dudes. Women are complaining that men are zesty, right? Okay. So then y'all also know about they trying to push the government, the Democrats, because the blue represents the Democrats. I didn't even start talking about the red, which is the Republicans, which is you Moors coming back in power. I ain't talk about that yet. So then they hear a knock at the door as they're drinking wine because they already ate dinner. So there's a black man at the door in a tux. In the movie, his name is G.H. Scott. He's the owner of the White House, which his Moorish name is Mashallah Ali. He came to claim his house, right? That means you Moors are coming and y'all's claiming y'all's house, which is America, and the rest of the stuff that is owned by y'all by inheritance. So they try to act like he wasn't the owner of the house, but this guy is charismatic, right? He's handling the situation excellent. Now, his daughter, she was like, well, we don't care. This is my house. So they was like, how do we know this is your house and all that? We rented it and all that. And he was like, well, it's a blackout in New York, so we chose to come here to this house. We was closer and whatever. And so he walked to the liquor cabinet, which was locked. The white people tried to get into the liquor cabinet earlier and couldn't. And it said in the lease agreement that they weren't allowed to have any of that liquor. He opened up the liquor cabinet. He pulled money out and said, hey, I'll give you half your rental back, the money you paid for the rental. And she was like upset. Oh, we got to leave. We got to leave. You can't kick us out like that. It got to be something in the terms and agreement. Y'all know I'm teaching y'all all about terms and conditions in all of y'all's contracts in commerce, right? So he was making where they weren't comfortable no more, right? Remember, it was supposed to be the point of comfort. So when he brung up the terms and conditions of the contract, there was no comfortability no more. Why? Because the whites was lying. They're comfortable with me, uncomfortable with me telling you the terms and conditions of all these contracts, taking them to arbitration, getting your money back in commerce, the securities, being the holder in due course of the securities again. They're upset about that. Makes them uncomfortable. They're not at the point of comfort no more, right? Because it's supposed to be they're living in point comfort. It's not comfortable. They're suffering. commerce ain't working for them no more, right? So when he claims his house, he says, I tell you what, stay in my guest wing in the basement. Y'all can still stay up there until tomorrow and all that, until we see what's going on with the blackout, right? So it's so much more science in there. But I'm going to sum it up right now. It showed America upside down when she was laying in bed, a map of America, which is showing you that when the Moors ruled, east was west, west was east, north was south, and south was north. They showed you that they flipped the whole world's map upside down. They showed you that they changed the time. All of this is inside this movie. So I suggest y'all watch the movie, right? Now, it was more to it. I could say more, but we're running out of time. This is Consultation Wednesday. So let me open up the call lines, take some comments or some questions. I'm going to call 14203. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the guys. Peace to the guys. Miss y'all, man. Where y'all been at? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
No.
When you say miss y'all, who's y'all?
Oh, you know the show. I miss the show. I miss the show. I miss the
show. I know, but you act like it's more than one person doing the show. It's just me.
Nah. It's just you. It's just you. It's just you.
Yeah, so I'm confused when you said I miss y'all. We was on the Tuesday build.
The build.
And we was on the Sunday build. I didn't miss no time in those builds. I put up mad different little webinars up on Patreon. So if you was missing stuff, that means you just ain't part of the build or you're not part of Patreon.
No.
Y'all got to understand. They
you know, I am part of the build. You can put Patreon, but you know what happened, Jonah? I didn't get the invite this month. I mean, last week. Because,
that
you
means
know,
you didn't sign up for the build. Someone sent you the link. You got to actually sign up.
Okay. Hey, yeah, any other time I get it. But, yo, you broke that down. I watched that dog on shows. It was deep. It was definitely deep. And, you know, I want to say two things, actually. Did they ever move back upstairs? I know the family left.
They tried to come back.
No,
the family left and had to come back because that's when the self-driving cars, the Teslas, blocked all the highways.
Yeah.
They came back and the daughter was like, why you let them back in the house and why are we sleeping in the basement of our own house for a second night? Because the father was a leader. He knew he needed people, not just white, black. He needed people. He was a politician that could make everything go correctly to make the world restart. You see what I'm saying? His daughter didn't understand that. His daughter was still acting like they were in the regular world.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what
exactly.
I mean?
That's okay.
So
I'm going to go back and watch it again.
Around. Now, they in the end, remember, they went to the other neighbor's house, which was a rich guy who built a shelter. And the girl, Rose, made it to the house, the shelter, first. And she was watching the show Friends. On DVD.
Right, exactly. Hey, thanks, Peace, God, for breaking that down. I have one question.
I know the whole shit.
That's dope.
See, y'all gotta understand.
You broke it down by minutes.
When y'all watching shit, that's really the language of hieroglyphics. The language of hieroglyphics is the language of pictures. A picture is worth 1,000 words. So y'all supposed to see a picture and know everything that's going on. Picture language is more proficient than speaking. But y'all been down so bad that y'all can't see what's in the pictures no more.
True, true. All right, so I got one question for you. Something happened to me.
Yes.
But that
make sure your ads join on Patreon. You know on Patreon.
Okay, yeah,
I'm teaching everyone.
You know, I was the first one on the joint.
I'm teaching everyone on Patreon. I got part one and part two up there of arbitration for security.
I just
I'm about to put part three up there to prove it's working. Yeah, I got a testimony. They're going to be on Monday with their testimony. And we're trying to negotiate in arbitration how much money they're going to get. What percentage?
Okay.
Y'all are missing out.
Right,
if y'all
right.
ain't a part of everything I'm doing, y'all are missing out. I'm not going to be giving as much information on these shows no more in the public. Because they tried to take me out. They tried to take me out. I got to chill. I want to live. So I'm going to do it in private settings.
Yeah, see, that's the last bill that I heard. You know, I got in there, and I heard Shaka Mom passing. Okay, you know what?
Shaka Mom didn't pass.
I wanted to say something. Not Shaka.
You said that wrong.
Mom passed, right?
Yes, but you said that wrong.
I'm sorry about that.
That was Solar's mom passed.
Solar.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to get the chip. To send the money to it like that, but that was last it's like the last bill I got my email, so I'm gonna get back on there, and I'm gonna go back to my Patreon account because I didn't know that you launched it just yet. I just saw the things up there today. Question was,
man,
what happened to me was that
before last year.
So
I'm saying you a week and change, almost 2 weeks late.
I know. I just had the baby. It's been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's been extremely crazy. Oh, and I did all that stuff you said, too. You know, doing the consultation. I got that done, John.
Good.
Got it done. So I just want to say right fast, Fidelity, they played me.
Fidelity,
they come back to me with my trust account, and they're trying to get me to remove, you know, common law and all that extra stuff like that. Is there any suggestions? Does I need to do the consultation?
Your trust isn't under common law. Your trust is under whatever you say it's under in your trust declaration. You're not supposed to be putting you're under any of those laws. Common law suggests that the courts can control your trust, and that's not true. See, that means you need to go back, listen to the trust webinar, and hear all the information because you didn't hear it all.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go back and check it out. They was just making up stuff. They tried to say, yeah, well, we seen this sovereign citizen stuff. I said, sovereign citizen. I said, that's offensive. I said, what make you say that? I had to play dumb on them. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Let me look this up. And you know, they came with all those things themselves. No, I'm not. You know, I did my trust with you. I'm definitely not in any other jurisdiction at all.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I'm saying you should have already knew how to check them and say. You shouldn't have said common law, nothing in it.
Okay.
First of all, you ain't supposed to be telling people what's going on with your trust. No way. That ain't for them.
I didn't. I blacked it all out.
They say common law.
See, okay. When I did the account, only thing they knew is that it's a foreign trust account, and I had passport and stuff like that. And then you tried to turn around and look at, okay, well, this is supposed to be out here, outside the country here, but it's showing your state. You know, it says something, you know, the state on there. And I'm like,
you can register
help me
your
understand
trust
what
anywhere you want to.
Exactly. And they just tried to come up with any and everything. So I'm going to do a consultation.
You know how many people
got
trust out of let's say, Switzerland? They don't live in Switzerland?
Exactly. You broke that down.
Right.
You know, a foreign country isn't anything outside of your state, to be honest with you.
You got to understand, when they said shit like that, they're testing you to see where your info is. And that's why I'm saying you need to get a little more swift with your info when it comes to your trust.
Okay. Will do. Will do. Mm-hmm. I'll meet you up in the consultation, too.
All right.
Peace to God.
Scott.
All right, yep.
All right, I'm going to 470-261. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah.
What up, God?
Oh, man, I just got a couple quick ones for you about the DBA on Fulton County.
Mm-hmm.
What I was a little bit unsure about what goes, what was it, nature of business. I believe, I thought I heard you say express trust, right?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, okay. The DBA, and hold on. What do you mean nature of business? What are you doing these DBAs for?
This is for my trust, for my Morris name and my straw man.
Oh, so it is your trust is doing business as your straw man's name, and it's trust,
right.
Just trust, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to double check with you, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be a partnership, and then the name and address, that's just
whatever name and address you give them.
Okay, gotcha. All right, then, peace, God, I appreciate that. I just wanted to double check with you, that's
all.
Peace, God,
keep on working on it. All right, I'm going to 757-755. Peace to the God, peace.
Peace to the God.
What up, God?
Brother, I've seen that movie. I'm going back. I'm going to watch that again tonight.
Yeah, I want you to see all that Morris information telling you what's going on in the world.
I was confused as hell, man. I was like, man, what's going on with this movie? Now that you done pointed out all those, you're giving us game. It's symbolism.
I'm not even to the third through the movie yet. I'm going to have to,
wow.
You know what I mean? I'm really going to have to
do a
video on it. And show y'all all the stuff talking about to prove what I'm saying is there. But I gave y'all the point of the movie so you can go look and see at this point it's this.
I'm gonna have something for you when we get on the deal too, because I'm going in on that movie.
Yeah.
I'm going in tonight. I got a
white
question
lion.
For you because I'm huh?
It says hey, white lion, oil tanker. Yeah, because the whites be lying.
Yeah. Hey, look, I got a case I'm going, I'm fighting, my wife fighting a case, excuse me, and they're trying to, she have a medical bill. I did, when they send me the warrant, I had put no contract, and then I started my process, right, my administrative process on it. So when I got to do a bill of particulars. When I do the bill of particulars, I put a copy of the administrative process with it.
You doing a bill of particulars for what?
A medical bill. They're trying to
Wait
sue us for a medical bill.
They're trying to sue you for a medical bill, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, they're taking you to regular court?
Yeah, it's the district court.
They're taking you in the district court. So have you looked up the terms and conditions of billing?
Yeah, they sent us. She had did a looked like an application. It ain't got nothing in there about arbitration.
That's the application paid for it and then some. I'm asking you to look up the term. Listen, go to Patreon. Go into
Patreon
on a bet and look at the ABCs of arbitration part one and part two. You got the same issue, and you can win too.
I got you. I'm telling this little credit and finance policy. That's all they have given me.
Okay.
There's nothing in there. There's nothing in there about arbitration. There's nothing in there about it. So
no. That's not true. That's not true, brother.
Okay.
I'm telling you. They gave you one thing. There's more to it. You're going to have to do the research.
Okay, well, that's what we did. We went online, and we pulled off some online, and this was the same thing they sent us.
I understand.
So
you got
to
read
it
properly. Listen. Chill.
Okay.
Stop talking. Listen. Girl that's I'm talking about in ABC's arbitration. She looked at her contract. She says she ain't see shit either. Right?
Right.
She thought it said the same as my contract, that it was mandatory arbitration. It wasn't. They tried to do a default judgment on her, and they almost had it. She had to get a consultation with me. I looked over the contract myself and showed her all the shit she didn't see. Then I showed her Rule 8 to say she didn't answer properly. Then I said, and you got to answer according to this contract. And I said, they gave you the contract. You're going to have to do it according to this right here. When she did it, that case is shut down. In one day, they shut it down. And now she moved it to arbitration to get the money. This is going to be Monday's show. I'm telling you, your shit is the same shit.
Okay.
It's the same exact shit. Just because you didn't see it don't mean it's not there. Or they made reference, like American Express kept on making reference to an AOF. AOF. And that was a whole nother agreement. AOF. And they had it small. Had to look up the AOF to find it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Y'all don't read properly to be able to see everything that a contract is saying yet. You understand?
I got you, girl. I'm going to go through it again.
How many times did you go through that contract?
About 6 times.
Nigga, didn't I say 9? 9 is completion. And
yes,
you're supposed
sir.
To go through it with someone else and explain it to someone else. It's something called the learning pyramid. Y'all ain't using the learning pyramid to learn. When you use the learning pyramid, you recall and keep everything, 90% of it, in your memory forever. Y'all got to start using the learning pyramid. So maybe you need to Google learning pyramid. You know what I mean?
I got it. It's
on
Patreon.
You know what I'm talking about then. You was on the bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, go on.
Yeah. So,
Or
maybe you need to get a consultation, and maybe I need to read your shit for you.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to have to do. Yeah, I'm going to have to do that because I combed it, but I'm going to go over some more, and then by Monday, when you get off the show Monday, by Wednesday, I'll do a consultation, and we'll see. I'll send you a copy on the joint. I'll send a copy to you.
Yeah. Well, you know you're going to have to pay me to look at it, but yeah.
I know. I'm going to see. I got it. Yeah, I'm not even looking
okay.
for free.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm going to see if you can get a consultation. All right, peace.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Hey, look, don't know. Thank you for everything,
yo,
though, bro. Thank you for everything, bro.
Oh, no doubt.
Thank you for everything.
Right, word up. Peace, God.
Word.
That's our show for today. We ran out of time. I'll talk to y'all again Monday. Peace to the gods.